Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis.
How you doing today, Fran?
Very good, very good. Yourself?
Great.
All right. So today we're going to talk a little bit about auto dispenser. Now we've talked about this a little bit maybe, or we've heard about this more in washing machines, but it's starting to come into dishwashers. So let's talk about auto dispensing in a dishwasher. Overall, just what are your initial thoughts there?
I think it's a cool concept, but we're really talking about one brand, right?
Yep.
Brand's Miele.
Exactly.
Yep. So they're kind of the first pioneers of this auto dispense with the concept of dropping detergent at the appropriate time, the appropriate amount of detergent, yep. At it periodically throughout the wash at the right times to do it. So basic concept would kind of make sense.
Absolutely.
As Americans, many times we put too much detergent, yep. not enough detergent. Makes it easy if you had maybe small children or somebody that's just not great at, using that, just kind of push and go. But what's your vibe on this whole thing? I mean, explain it to me. So what do you buy, a disc?
Yeah, so with Miele, and we're really talking about with Miele, it's kind of towards their upper end in the Miele 7000 series, the Miele 7366 kind of models, yep. and up from there. So, and the way that it works with them, it's kind of like a little compact disc. It looks like a compact disc, like yeah. a CD that kind of goes right into the dishwasher. And within that, there's preset loads of detergent that are kind of set in there for whenever you're running a cycle. And with Miele, it's not like they just kind of throw it in there and it shoots out. They put a lot of kind of engineering thought behind it too. And depending on the exact cycle that you're doing, the length of the cycle, it really dispenses it at different times. And the idea, like you said, is to kind of make sure that soap is getting mixed in with the water. It's really getting into the dishes and the glasses and things like that, that it's doing what it's supposed to do. Now, some people would say, that's great. I love this dishwasher. I love the features of this dishwasher, but I don't really want to have to get the power disc or use the auto dispenser all the time. What do you say to someone?
And that's important to know, right? Because there are those people that have their particular detergent. They don't want to try this new Miele thing, or they've tried it and maybe they say, hey, you know what? I still like my old detergent. That's fine. The cool part is you can do both. And so just know that that's a feature, as you said, on the mid and upper 7000 series dishwashers. But it's just that, it's a feature. Now, right. a lot of people use it and continue to reorder the discs from us because they really do like the convenience yeah. and the ease of use and say it does a great job. It's a quality detergent. But for everybody else, you have that flexibility and it's kind of nice to have. And oh, by the way, those dishwashers tend to be a lot of the dishwashers that have a lot of the other cycles, flexibility, correct. Racking, quietness, yeah. Actual cycles, crystal dry, yeah. All these types of things that they put in there that would make sense to buy as well. So kind of a cool concept.
Definitely.
Certainly hasn't hurt Miele. They make a phenomenal dishwasher. Mm-hmm. It's only kind of really helped, I think, give another spin on doing it right.
Absolutely. And like we said, today, that's kind of the only brand. Next time we do this video, who knows? There could be a couple other brands.
So what's our next, which leads us into our next correct. Topic, which so is?
Next one, we're going to talk about one that's definitely a little bit more widespread, and that's going to be auto dispensing in washing machines. So we're going to talk about that in the next one.
But started with one, and now there's a lot of players.
Exactly.
So maybe Miele is onto something.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you the next time.
Talk soon.